When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It is a football Friday. Lions are a topic of conversation, and the phone lines are open. We've got picks coming up at 8:35. Heather is out today. Her picks will still be part of the show. So everybody tailing those and getting rich can keep doing that. The Lions and the Tigers, we'll get those calls too. The Lions play the Dallas Cowboys. Is this the biggest revenge game on the schedule, John?
I don't think it's the biggest revenge game. It may be. I don't even think it's to this point. I think there's a lot of people that were looking at that Seattle game as you got to beat Seattle finally to prove it on Monday Night Football because of the way that the last three have gone. And so, you know, check that box. Now it's the next revenge game. And who knows where San Francisco is or what San Francisco's doing at the end of the year, what's on the line. A lot of that will be context, and I know it's not the playoffs because the loss to the San Francisco 49ers was a 17-point lead, and it was in the playoffs, NFC Championship game. But I think that is that's one that people are looking to more than the matchup against Dallas. Dallas is interesting because there's a lot of people that – don't like Dallas because of the whole star America's team, blah, blah, blah.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. That sounded very Jim Costa-ish.
Yeah, it's just this. Nobody likes the Dallas Cowboys.
No. But what happened in the game last year, and honestly, it's not just that game. It's every time they seem to play Dallas in Dallas, it's something happens. There's always some drama. There's always something that feels like it is Detroit versus everybody.
The Dallas game last year was the greater injustice. Like, they lost to San Francisco. It was painful. But the Dallas game was the injustice. They beat Dallas. They converted the two-point play. It should have been allowed because they reported eligible. I know there were 20-some seconds left on the clock, but that felt like a game the Lions won, earned and won, and was taken off the ledger. Revenge against San Francisco exists, but I don't think you can get revenge on them in the truest sense in the regular season. I think the only real revenge there is to take care of business in the NFC playoffs. So I would argue this is the biggest revenge game for the Lions in the regular season.
I mean, okay, you don't even know if you're going to get that opportunity in the playoffs.
That's fair.
And I mean, who knows?
Well, it'd be revenge enough if they fell off a cliff and you were hosting home playoff games, right?
Yes. They're in a position right now, a very precarious position, because is Christian McCaffrey ever going to play this year? I'm kind of starting to feel like it. That answer might be no. Deebo Samuel goes off last night, and I feel like that win puts them back on the trajectory that we thought they would be going into the season. They've had some stumbles. They've had some major injury issues with all of their studs being out. And now all of a sudden, it feels like they're probably – Kittle's back. He had a nice game. But now, yeah, this feels like it may be the biggest revenge game because it's the next one on the schedule. Are we a prisoner of the moment?
The 49ers look like they've survived the storm.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I got a feeling of last night. And now, aren't they leading that division? I mean, it would go the head-to-head on Seattle. I believe they are, right,
Kurt? Yes.
You know, so
3-3.
And that gets you a home game. So we'll see how it plays out. On the McCaffrey thing, quick, I'm getting vibes of Kevin Durant from him.
Meaning?
That basically, if he plays, he's going to tear it. That was kind of the feeling about Kevin Durant going to that game six in, what, yeah, Toronto that year? And it was like advised, don't play. But he played because it was a clinching game and you were trying to get away with it. I'm kind of getting that same vibe that I just feel like he's got to shut it down, or does he have to have it, you know, surgery on it or something like that? But I do think this is a revenge game.
And is it the biggest revenge game was my question.
I think it is. I'm very bitter about
but
Dallas
who's the
last
revenge
year.
On? Is it on Dallas or is it on the NFL? Because it's the officiating and that's what cost them the game.
It's on both. It's on Dallas because I hate them now. I hate still what happened back to Pettigrew back in the day.
Yeah.
I hate what happened last year. It seems like it's always against them. I want to go down there and I want to kick their butt. Like, seriously, I want to go down there and I want to win 31-13. Like, I want something like that where it's just I want to bitch slap them. I don't have that same thing towards the Niners right now. Because I think it was self-inflicted last year what happened.
You guys can answer it. 248-539-9797. The way you view this Dallas Cowboy game, revenge game, biggest revenge game, confidence level that they win. And you can use the Tigers as a barometer, more or less confident in the Lions than the Tigers this weekend.
I mean, look, John is talking about like having revenge against the refs. Are going to wait for a Brad Allen refereed game? Like, ooh, we got the Brad Allen game.
That's why I said I don't think that it's kind of the mystery of like who is the revenge against. Because you can't get revenge on the officials. Like, oh, we stuck one by you. Like, I don't even know that how you would even try and go about that. Because Dallas wasn't the ones. They were on the field when the injustice happened. And they won the game because we were wronged.
Then let them be your proxy.
That's what I'm saying. They are the proxy. They are the one to which you can extract what's taken from you.
I don't want to sit here and defend Dallas. I think that the Lions are a better team. They go out there and win because they're the better team. It's not going to be because of revenge. It's not going to be because, oh, we're going to get you because you beat us last year, even though there was a bad call involved. Like that, I can't generate that type of animosity for Dallas. There's plenty of animosity for Dallas to begin with.
They earned a win last year against Dallas. They converted the 2-point. It was wrongfully taken from them. They can't make that right, but the next best thing is to go down there and beat that football team. Maybe they're a stand-in for the officials. Take what was taken from you. You're chasing the one seed this year. You're chasing the one seed last year. Go out there, get your vengeance, emotional, maybe not practical as it may be. But, John, I feel like this is the revenge game on the schedule. No, San Francisco's a measuring stick game, but I don't think you get true revenge on them until it's the playoffs.
I'd rather have revenge on Green Bay for what they did on Thanksgiving Day last year.
How about the S-storm you cause, though, out of this in Dallas if you go down there and kind of punch them in the face and win?
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
You know, that's going to be the talk of the league next week.
Does CeeDee Lamb...
You caused that.
Yeah. Is CeeDee Lamb mouthing more, you know, slurs at Dak Prescott on the sidelines?
Is Jerry Jones going to helicopter into practice and take players off the field? I mean, the theater of it all is worth rooting for.
Also bothers me about this is it seems like the two times the Lions have gotten screwed against Dallas, it wasn't that big of a deal nationally. And to me, that's a sign of disrespect to Detroit, because if you reversed both calls, it would be out of control. The amount of attention it would get from all these national pundits.
Oh, and Dallas converted a 2-point conversion?
They reported and they screwed it up. Can you imagine?
Dallas did everything right.
I hate them. You know what? I hate that city.
It just sounds whiny.
From us?
Well, then...
Yeah.
Well, okay, hold on. We have every right to complain. If it sounds whiny, fine. But I think you have every right to complain because Tom is right. Perception after that game, did you realize what the undercurrent was? Well, the Lions were doing too much. They didn't confuse the officials. They wrote them a handwritten note before the game, walked it over to them, and explained what they were going to do. Nobody was confused. The referees botched it.
All right, I'm going to convince John to join us.
Okay.
If they don't win this game, then Jim's going to get Dan all mad again next week.
Not sure what I'm rooting for.
Say it. Say it like you mean it, John.
Listen, if he goes for it,
is he going to ask, are you doing a good job?
Oh, no.
To Dan.
Yeah.
He had to come through the mic and rip his head off.
You notice, we had him on this week, and he was like really defensive of the Tigers, and he said, all the people giving them crap this season. I'm like, is he talking to...
He doesn't just listen to when we talk about the Lions.
He's a P1.
If he brings up Matt Chapman to you at some point, the Tigers keep winning.
Well, I think coaches don't want, like, you know, most coaches don't want to be disrespectful. Dan's a good guy. It would be funny, though, if you know, we built that level of relationship with these guys where they could go, hey, you don't like what I did? You didn't like the Chapman? Like, exactly. The full circle of it all would be funny.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. I want to get some phone calls in the mix on this. Brian in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I believe in the Tigers more this weekend, just because every time, I agree with you guys wholeheartedly, every time we go into Dallas, something just seems to go completely wrong. It's not our fault. I'm not even thinking about the 49ers game last year. I'm just really hoping we go into Dallas and win by like 28. I think that's the only way, real way we get like a good revenge game in. I'm not even thinking about revenge on 49ers.
I think a 3-point win's plenty of vengeance for me. Now, 28 would feel really good.
Sure.
Brian, do you have more confidence in the Lions or the Tigers?
Just because the refs, I gotta say the Tigers.
Oh, because of exterior forces.
Yeah, it's not even on the Lions. It's just, it seems like every time we go down there, something happens that's not in our control.
How do you feel about the Tigers?
Pretty good. Scooble's pitching, you know. I was really hoping they would get a win yesterday, but pretty confident today, or tomorrow.
You sound pretty chill. I don't have to like hard sell you or really. No. Hey, no. You get it. You're not panicked. I like this, Brian. It's good stuff.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, though. I think you go down there and you make it a no-doubter. Like, you don't leave it up for chance. You don't leave it in the hands of the officials.
Yep.
You go out there, you don't turn the ball over, you don't have pre-snap penalties, you don't hit a quarterback late, you don't extend drives, you don't, you know, if you get them third down and backed up, you take advantage of the situation, you gain field position, if you're in the red zone, you score, you do the things that you're supposed to do, that you're built to do, that you have done previously, so that it's not coming down to a 2-point conversion where, yeah, there is some deception involved. Should the officials have gotten it? Yes, they didn't. But why make it come down? Why even have to go for two at the end of the game?
Revisiting that game, wasn't it Derek Barnes that whiffed on the sack? Like, he doesn't get his chance for revenge, which is unfortunate. But CeeDee Lamb was the recipient. And I do think if the Lions secondary is improved, this is a good opportunity. They're going to be feeding CeeDee. He's unhappy. Do we see Carlton Davis? He says he wants to be a shutdown guy. Do we see Terrion Arnold, who can shadow bigger body, avoid the penalty? I think there's a storyline to watch for this game too, right?
Yes. I just think that we're mislabeling this game.
You don't like revenge?
I just don't feel like it's revenge. I feel like it's a reckoning.
Okay.
Like, you got to go out there and right a wrong. And that's where I just feel like the revenge is just the wrong word.
The wrong R word. Kevin in Macomb, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good.
I am so excited. I work down in Dallas. I live here in Macomb. I'm down there every week. I've had to live for a year listening to all my fellow workers complain and bitch about, about saying that we can't beat them. We're in the middle. I'm going to be down there with coworkers. For me, it is a revenge game.
Okay.
I'm excited. Go Detroit, man. This is going to be so, so good.
I'm happy for it. I think you're right.
I'm glad you're going to be there. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun.
They already joked with me. They said they're a little nervous because I'm going to be in full Detroit gear in the middle of the field. And I said, I'm not worried, man. Let's go.
Bring them on. I wonder what the crowd looks like. Detroit fans travel. I know Dallas is Dallas, but I won't underestimate Detroit.
Yeah, but Dallas, the fans will be willing to throw their team under the bus if they feel like in an instant.
You're absolutely right about that. By the way, that did happen. Greg and I simultaneously played the same drop that is not a normal drop on the show. That's called timing. We're in sync today on a Friday.
I should have used the jinx on you.
don't know. Are you going to do the Gator routine? I don't know if Gator and I are cool anymore. He did not like my confidence in the Tigers. Do you see, by the way, the Red Wings? First of all, it doesn't matter. Yes, it doesn't matter. If I could control what was going on with our teams, it wouldn't be 10 years of losing. I'll tell you that much. But if it makes you feel better, Gator, you can go ahead and blame me. If it helps alleviate the loss, you can blame me. Whatever helps you out. The Wings, by the way, also listed who do you want to play in the ALCS on their Jumbotron last night, which probably didn't make Gator happy either. All right, anyway, we got picks coming up. Phone calls 97.1.
Hey, the NFL season's flying by. It's hard to believe that we're in week 6 already, but it's time to start the season or keep it rolling with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You're going to get started with $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's $300 in bonus bets if you simply win your first $5 bet. And check out this same game parlay. Detroit, and we all know, they're traveling down to Dallas. We've been talking about it. Goff over passing yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown, anytime touchdown. And let's go Gibbs over rushing yards. With as many injuries as they have, I think that's a good bet. Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this NFL season. That's FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We've been taking Lions phone calls this hour. Why don't we get some expert analysis? Brian Baldinger, he joins us on Fridays. Brian, we're looking forward to Dallas this week. Break down that matchup for us. Good morning.
Well, I mean, Dallas played without, you know, Micah Parsons for the first time in 4 years, and they played really well. They had a nice game, and Dak had a roller coaster of a game. He threw a lot of interceptions. He got the ball lost in a fumble, but they overcame all of it, and they finished really strong. So, and then, you know, defensively, they were able to overcome some of those turnovers last week, you know, to win that game. So, I don't know what Micah's status is this week. They're certainly not as good without him, but it was probably good for Dallas to see that they could win without him for a change. But look, I mean, this is a game where I think Detroit coming off their bye, Dallas has had a hard time against teams that run the ball really well, and that's what Detroit does. And so I'm sure that's going to be a big part of Dan Campbell's game plan this weekend to see if they can stop, you know, both Montgomery and Gibbs.
What's the status? Or I mean, it's probably all speculation, but the status of the relationship between Dak and CeeDee Lamb?
I think it's still good, John. I mean, they're not going anywhere without CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
They need to get him fed. If you look at him this year, I mean, obviously, no off season, no preseason, anything like that. You know, the guy still averaging over 15 yards a catch right now. The ball's going to Jalen Tolbert, you know, which was a draft pick a couple years ago in Ferguson, and you know they mix it up with Kevontae Turpin and some other guys. But the offense runs through CeeDee Lamb. He's capable of busting out in any game, any place, because of how they use him, where they put him, and how they get him kind of matched up. So he's a big part of this thing. It's not going away. He's not having the numbers that he's had in past years, in the last 2 years right now. But I think that's going to change as the season goes on.
We were talking about Dallas, and an issue early in the season was their run defense. It feels like a licking their chops kind of situation for the Lions in the run game. But as you break down Dallas's defense, is it personnel-based? Is it scheme-based? Why had they struggled so much in the run defense?
I think it's their run fits look terrible to me. Like, you know, I mean, there's, you know, you watch them against, say, the Baltimore Ravens. Like, they'd never seen a read option before with Lamar. You know, they turned down a bunch of plays to Derrick Henry early in that game. He had a great game, probably 150 yards, something like that. But I feel like the run fits is where it's at. They look like they got better last week. Now, Pittsburgh's all banged up, and so you didn't have to see a great offensive line or a great running game last week. But I felt like they got a little bit better. But really, anybody that wants to stop the run, I mean, just play a good gap defense and be where you're supposed to be. You're going to squeeze it, and you're going to limit the number of runs. Cincinnati did that last week to Baltimore for most of the game until that overtime run by Henry. But I feel like it's basic football. You get your ass in the A gap, B gap, C gap, and take it away right now.
I'm curious your thoughts on the Lions' new secondary, because obviously, you know, they had to play DK Metcalf, and the receivers that Seattle had, they've had 2 weeks to review some film. Terrion Arnold's been penalized a lot. Bryant Branch was out last week. Where do you see, is there growth, and can they defend the receivers and Dak Prescott in the pass game?
Honestly, John, I think Carlton Davis is playing as well as anybody right now at corner. I mean, he's playing well. Joseph is taking a ball away. You know, that was their, you know, their Achilles heel last year. I feel like Carlton Davis has played great. Now, you know, Terrion Arnold's a rookie. He's got to learn this stuff, but he's got the talent out there. Sometimes you got to go through some growing pains. I believe in playing these young players early, John. You may have to suffer some penalties and some big plays, but if they're the right player, and I think he is, then they're going to win for you late. And as the season goes on, I think you'll start to see the route combinations, start to see some of the talents, start to understand the defenses a little bit better. I think he's going to grow into the job. Bryant Branch is a guy that they don't have any replacement for. He's just a remarkable player. He's a great tackler. You can play him a lot of different plays in a lot of different ways. He's a guy that makes a difference in that defense.
Minnesota's out of bye. I think we're all shocked that they're 5-0. The Lions have them on the road next week. Yep. Where are they in regards to dominant teams in the NFL? Where are they right now? Is it still Kansas City 1? Who's 2 and 3?
Well, statistically, they're the best defense in football right now, John. And so you got to give Brian Flores a lot of credit, because a lot of people don't know Andrew Van Ginkle or Blake Cashman or Josh Metellus. You just go through, it doesn't matter. You know, Pat Jones. Like, they have a system that, I mean, Aaron Rodgers had no idea how to beat it. They really shut them down all the way through the game. But they've done that almost every week. They're very, very difficult to pierce. They really protect the back end. So that's where they're led. They're led by their defense right now. They lead the league in sacks. They lead the league in takeaways. They're very, very talented. But at the same time, offensively, they kind of got it handed to them by the Jets. They defended them really well last week. Sam Darnold had his first game where you're like, maybe he isn't the answer. So I think they're still very, very good. I think that's going to be a great game. If Detroit takes care of business this week against Dallas, then that's for first place in the NFC North, whatever that means in mid-October. But it'll be a great test regardless.
He's Brian Baldinger. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Brian, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, enjoy the game this weekend, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Brian.
You too. All right, we got a little wordy with Baldy, but I do want to get to Corin, who's been waiting on hold. I only have a little bit of time for you. But you want to talk about Dallas? You want to use the word revenge, even though John over here doesn't. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I think John's wrong. I get where his heart is, but I think he's wrong. I think it's definitely a revenge game, and it's not because of the two-point conversion. You got to remember, Derek Barnes had a wide-open, can't-miss sack in the end zone for safety. That's a 9-point swing. Then you got to think about the repercussions of that loss. Dallas goes to the 2 seed. We would have been the 1 seed. San Francisco's not beating us at home. That's an NFC championship game in Detroit. We win that game. We're in the Super Bowl. That game, to me, definitely cost us a Super Bowl win. So it is 100% a revenge game. I don't care who's playing. I know Barnes is out. Kind of sucks. I wanted him to really get some get back on that one. But 100%, man, this is 100% a real game because it actually cost us. I mean, we had the best home field advantage. We have the best home field advantage in football. And we would have been in the Super Bowl with that win.
You still had to take care of it. San Francisco, I think, still had the ability.
Should we say thanks to Brad?
Yeah, that's the Brad Holmes sound alike. I agree. It's a revenge game. All right, we got a lot to do. We're going to talk Tiger Baseball 855. We got picks coming up next. It's 97.1. The no at the end is pretty great.
I can't get enough of that. I just can't. I remember that 10 seconds when he started confronting you.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly what he wanted you to do. He wanted you to say the word you used the rest of the show.
Reckless.
So he was either listening or somebody else was.
One of the two.
That was awesome. I love it. That just shows you how real and authentic he is.
Oh, yeah.
John,
what was on his sleeve?
I've never asked you this. Like, you weren't in, but clearly, like, eventually you
yes, about the interview?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What was your reaction?
I felt like it was just you being you and Dan being Dan. I didn't see it as some people had said, oh, well, it was offensive. I didn't see it as that at all. I was like, it was raw in the moment. It happened. And there were a lot of people that had the same question.
Agree to disagree. We do it in life daily. I thought it was great. It was real. And I think your real reaction was that am I really going to be working with this guy in 2 months?
Please. Yeah, I had no idea it was going to lead to, are you doing a good job?
When did you find out about it? Was it day of?
Oh, yeah, because it hit social media, yeah. And I was, it was a little bit raw for me at the time, too, because at that time, I had been watching it in California, getting ready for the bowl game with some Dallas fans. And I was up celebrating, touchdown in your face, because they were all chirping at me all the game. And I was just, let it play out. And then all of a sudden, the carpet was just ripped out.
Well, Dan recently said, let it play out, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He did. He did this week with us. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. I like a lot of the 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2, play to your strengths, you're aggressive, it's your O-line, it's your run game. I love that they went for the initial two-point conversion. I was incredibly defensive of the fact that they did everything right to win that football game until Dan went reckless mode. I still feel like from the 4, the 7, I think he would have gone for it from the 15. Like, I really think he was headstrong and stubborn, and the word I used was reckless, and I came away from that really appreciating that he doesn't want anybody to sugarcoat anything with him. And it even solidified to me why the guys love him so much, as I imagine he's like that with his guys in the locker room. Hey, if you have an issue, if you disagree about something, don't be whispering over in the corner with your teammates. Walk over to me. We'll talk about it. We'll get on the same page. We'll move forward. And the rest of that interview was like completely normal.
Yeah.
I know that's like a really heated exchange. The rest of it was like, hey, so what about your run defense? Like everything else was normal after that. And I came away going, hey, I get why everybody loves this guy.
The reason they love him is exactly what you're talking about, is honesty. You want to know where your coach stands. You want to know where you stand with your coach. That's why I only had it for 1 year playing for Marty Schottenheimer. And we called it the truth according to Marty. You may not agree with him. He didn't care, but he was going to let you know exactly where you stand. I was standing there when guys would have conversations with him of, you know, hey, coach, do you think I'm going to make the team? These are conversations that are real that happen during training camp. And he would bluntly say, you're not going to make this team, you know, but I am going to give you as much opportunity in the preseason because I do think that there is a spot for you on one of 31 other teams. you just you don't fit what we want to do, or you don't fit our roster. You're the fifth of four receivers that we're going to keep. Like, you want somebody to shoot you straight instead of saying, well, you got just as much chance as anybody else. And we all know what the numbers work out to be. And so if you're not going to make it, just say you're not going to make it, but I'm going to give you all the opportunity in the world to make one of 31 teams.
Yes. And again, just a last thought on that little exchange there, which ended up being like a huge social media, like you said, you saw it on social media. I was filling in. My name wasn't even on the show. I didn't want to go, hey, coach, I think you were an idiot. Like, I was trying to be, in my mind, respectful. But I love that he's like, hey, cut the BS, dude. Come on. Yeah. No, you got an issue. Say your issue. Say it.
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing is he's going to tell you how he feels and what's on his mind, but he expects the same in return.
Which I love.
And if you don't, then there's going to be a little bit of a lack of respect.
Of course. Lions, Cowboys, full circle moment. Don't let it come down to a 2-point conversion. Beat them up. Take care of business. Win this football game. We all took them in the picks, right? Nobody on the Cowboys?
No, it was unanimous.
Unanimous selection for the show. We feel good about the Lions rolling into Sunday in
Dallas.
Does
that make it a lock?
No, but I think there's only been probably less than five people total to pick the Lions in a game this year.
You're saying against the Lions?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Listen, they're a good football team. Most of the time we pick the Lions. Yeah, it's a good point. Lions should win this weekend. Tigers should win this weekend.
Who are you more confident in?
Lions probably, but I think both are winning. I do. The Tigers think...
It's still riding the fence.
No, it's the Lions. Yeah. I'm more confident the Lions win. I think both win, though. I mean, it's not like only both, one's allowed to win. Yeah, I think both can.
Yeah, this is not one of those stupid questions of, would you rather...
No, we have some of those coming up with Cookie Jar to end the show. Don't worry. Some really dumb questions on a Friday. But I want to get into the Tigers. Out of the update, let's talk to Tiger fans. Because they did not lose the series last night. Factual. As you wake up today, Tarek Skubal will throw on Saturday, and you're favored to win and go to the ALCS. We can hit on all the bad from yesterday, but let's also look ahead. It's 97-1.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.